Tapiwa Nashe Chiriga is Secretary General of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZINASU. He explains the situation in tertiary institutions to VOA.
The current status is that most institutions are not expressly saying that when they release the new roadmaps as far as the reopening of schools is concerned. But when students get to campus, they end up being barred from accessing campus facilities on the reason that they are not vaccinated. The position is really that most institutions that are not universities have expressly said that they will not accept students back on campus without getting vaccinated.
He adds that universities have a different stance.
While universities are saying that they are encouraging students to get vaccinated, but when you get to campus, you find out that you are not allowed to access campus facilities if you have not received the second jab.
Nelson Muzondo is a student with a local university. He explains how students' rights may be violated.
It's subjective, honestly speaking. Depends with people. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's quite good to just force people. It's kind of forcing people if you really look at it. At the end of the day, you're denying the right to education because maybe I have some health issues that can't necessarily have me vaccinated at that time. But I won't be able to access education if I'm not vaccinated. I'm not against vaccination. It's just I don't think it's then good to enforce it on students.
Chiriga agrees with Muzondo. The right to education and the right to choice may be violated if institutions insist that students get vaccinated before they can access their facilities. Critics say institutions are in a dilemma. Keep everyone safe by strictly enforcing inoculation or obey people's rights and hope they decide to get the jabs. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinamashe from Harare.